A colossal monster tearing through the streets. A city in ruins. Nowhere to hide. Until he finds a way out behind the wheel of the all-electric Toyota CHR. Instant torque, getaway handling, and immeasurable wow factor. John Cho stars in Escape. Experience the thrill. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, February 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
my new Ghislaine Maxwell casually as an acquaintance.
Bill Clinton to answer questions on Jeffrey Epstein, and tensions appear to be easing between the US and Iran. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, former US President Bill Clinton will give depositions to a House Oversight Committee today as part of its investigation into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Clintons agreed to appear in person after the Republican-led House moved toward a vote to hold them in contempt of Congress, which could have led to criminal charges. The former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was before the committee yesterday, where she reiterated she never had any association with Jeffrey Epstein.
I never met Jeffrey Epstein, never had any connection or communication with him. I knew Ghislaine Maxwell casually as an acquaintance. But whatever they asked me, I did my very best to respond.
Democrat Californian Congressman Robert Garcia is calling for U.S. President Donald Trump to come before the committee to also answer questions.
And we're demanding immediately that we ask President Trump to testify in front of our committee and be deposed in front of oversight Republicans and Democrats. And that should happen immediately. He is the person that appears almost more than anyone else in the committee, and it needs to happen right now.
Significant progress is said to have been made in talks aimed at cooling tensions between Iran and the US over Tehran's nuclear program. The Iranian foreign minister, US envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner held talks mediated by Oman aimed at reaching a deal. The third round of indirect talks are seen as crucial to averting conflict, with President Donald Trump threatening to strike Iran if a nuclear deal is not reached. Sky's international affairs correspondent Dominic Waghorn says the signs are looking ominous if a deal is not reached.
The Americans have flown a lot of warplanes into the region as well, and they've just announced that the 5th Fleet headquarters in Bahrain is now on mission critical staffing, so that's down to 100 personnel. The last time they did that was in June, shortly before the Americans launched their B-2 bomber campaign against the Natanz nuclear site in Iran. So all the signs are towards of things moving towards a war.
A review could be held in an effort to resolve the dispute between the Irish Farmers Association and Bord Bia. The Agriculture Minister is considering the action, and Bord Bia is to discuss it early next month. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
It's understood the review will consider an IFA document consisting of seven strands, requesting that the board of Bord Bia commit to initiate a review process into the various issues that have arisen in recent weeks. Of the seven strands, many, it's believed, can be dealt with by the Farmers Forum, which Bord Bia established after it committed to do so on foot of an earlier meeting. Minister Hayden said the independent expert-led governance review will objectively assess the matters raised and provide him with recommendations. The IFA has been in a standoff with Bord Bia since it emerged that its chair, Larry Murren's company, Dawn Farms, has been importing Brazilian beef. Some members of the IFA have maintained a sit-in protest inside the reception area of the Bord Bia building in Dublin since the 3rd of February.
The government is being asked to meet stakeholders over the SNA cuts controversy. The Department of Education is trying to reassure people no cut is being made to special needs assistance. The government put a €19 million additional funding plan in place this week for SNA posts after uproar from parents and teachers. Social Democrats education spokesperson Jen Cummins says people are worried there will be cuts down the line.
There needs to be absolute certainty that there will be no cuts. But I have to say, trust is completely broken. People do not believe that there won't be cuts in the future. Maybe they won't be for this September. Well, what's going to happen the following September?
The country faces an urgent need to deliver housing. The Bar Council of Ireland conference will hear today. It will also discuss the need to develop energy and transport infrastructure at pace, the role of judicial reviews and how to improve administrative decision making in the planning process will also feature. The Council of the Bar of Ireland Chair, Sean Geeran, says infrastructure is necessary for housing.
Housing depends on delivery of infrastructure, because without electricity, without water supply, without sewage services, housing can't be delivered. And so the conference is focused on identifying the real causes for delay in delivery of infrastructure and indeed remedying those.
In entertainment news, Jessie Buckley has described Maggie Gyllenhaal, who directed her latest film, The Bride, as a soul sister who's one of the most important women in her life. The Irish actress led arrivals at the world premiere for the gothic romance movie last night, fresh off the back of her BAFTA win for Hamlet at the weekend. And Jessie Buckley says she's feeling very grateful at the moment.
My work is done. I feel so lucky to have made two films that I'm so proud of, and with these two incredible directors in Maggie and Chloe that have been my partners in crime, collaborators, inspirations. I just want to go and celebrate.
And in sport, in soccer, league leaders Bohemians take on defending champions Shamrock Rovers in the pick of tonight's games in the SSE Airtricity Men's Premier Division. The hosts have won five of the last seven meetings between the two Dublin rivals. Kick-off at Dalymount Park is at 8 o'clock. At 7:45, Drogheda are unbeaten ahead of the visit of Shelburne to Sullivan and Lamb Park. St Pat's boss Stephen Kenny faces his former club Dundalk at Richmond Park. Galway United entertain Sligo Rovers in the Connacht Derby, and Waterford make a very long trip to Derry City. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.